Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Todd V Show. Today we have a very, very special episode. I know some of the other episodes, it's a lot of me talking, me answering questions, but we actually have a guest here with us for this one. And this is actually kind of a special guest. This is a student of mine from a boot camp I did in New York about, I want to say around 6 months ago. He can confirm around the time exactly. But so we're going to talk to him and he's done really, really well following on from the boot camp. So I want to talk to him a little bit about his experience, what he was struggling with coming into the boot camp, how the boot camp went, and what he's done afterwards, and how that can actually help and impact you guys, how you guys can get the most out of learning game quickly as well. Really quickly, before we bring him on, I just want to tell you guys kind of what a boot camp is. Boot camp is essentially my premium live program. Basically, I will work with you very personally, intimately over the course of a weekend. I'll be going out with you, watching you do approaches, doing approaches with you, winging you. We'll do debrief sessions. And over the course of the weekend, we'll be going out day game, night game. Oftentimes, I film you in field and we break it down. So it's basically my 3-day weekend program to get you as good as possible, as fast as possible. And so that's the program that this student was on and what we'll be talking about. Obviously, if you want details about that, you can go to toddvdating.com/coaching and it'll give you the full schedule for my boot camps. Okay. Without too much further ado, let's bring my student on, who I'm very, very proud of. I've talked to him a little bit here and there, and I've seen his updates in our WhatsApp chat and how he's doing, but I haven't really talked to him fully that much recently. So I want to hear his progress, hear how he's doing. So yeah, welcome. How you doing?
Pretty good. How about awesome. You?
I'm great. Thank you so much for taking the time to jump on here and talk to us and help the guys out and stuff like that. I do appreciate it.
Of course. Absolutely.
Cool. So yeah, I've been seeing in the WhatsApp chat all the crazy results, and I want to get there. I want to hear about, you know, some of the memorable stories and more importantly, the why and the how of the memorable stories. But let's start at the start. Tell me a little bit about kind of your journey with women before bootcamp, through your life coming up to, how successful you were, what you struggled with, those kind of things prior to us ever meeting, maybe even prior to you finding out about game, that kind of stuff.
Awesome. So back in high school, I used to be in a few bands, and I didn't need to do anything. There was just always women around that wanted to hang out with the guy in the band. And so that was, I never really even learned game. I never was prompted to, because I didn't have to do anything. And then I was with a woman for about 8 years, and then that ended. And I started to get back out there, and I was like, oh, I have no idea what I'm doing. I have no idea what to do, how to do this. How did I do this the first time? So when I started getting back out there to date, I was getting friend zoned quite a bit. And it was, every single time was so frustrating, because it's just like, what the hell am I doing wrong? Why don't these chicks, I'm a great guy, I'm cute, I'm funny. Why don't these chicks want to fuck me? What's going on? Yeah. And it was terrible, terrible. And I believe in the rule of three. And after the third one, I swore to myself it would never happen again. And then it happened a fourth time. And that was 2 months before your boot camp. I was fucking done with this shit. This is getting over with. So up until that point, I wasn't having any success. And the only success I was having was with girls that were, again, picking me, kind of. I wasn't necessarily the one choosing. I was getting picked. Gotcha. And I didn't like that either, because I was, just felt like I didn't have any power in the whole thing. I was just kind of if they liked me, then we were getting together. If I liked them, I couldn't make it work. So yeah. That's all before boot camp. Then flash forward to boot camp. And I got amazing feedback from you guys. And one of the pieces of feedback that was the most helpful because of where I was at and what I was struggling with was to escalate until rejection. And that was the night that I went and did that work. It was hilarious, because I had six sets I was working, and three of them were going really good. And I was just granted, I was calibrating. So I was being pretty straightforward and talking about things in my pants and being making sure they knew I had a penis, mm-hmm. It was very much over calibrating. And I was all right, so that's too much. That was part of that whole journey. But then after that, I learned that it's actually a fun, playful thing. It's not actually it creates this sexy tension that mm-hmm. I never realized it was happening before, when it starts to get man to woman and things like that. And it was pretty interesting how fast things changed after I realized that if they wanted to continue the interaction, they'd continue it. And if they don't, they'll stop. And like, that's like, that just took all the worry out of it for me. And I just started, it's like, fuck it. Well, if they don't want it, then they'll tell me.
Okay. So let's go to the experience on the bootcamps. You mentioned this night where you were working specifically on, you know, pushing it further, not quitting before the rejection, that kind of stuff, being more mm-hmm. mandatory. Which night of the bootcamp was that on?
I think that was on the second night.
Second night. Okay, cool. So to talk about what, you know, coming into the bootcamp, your first night, like the, just kind of what the process was like and the thoughts you had, both good and bad, just anything that was, what that you remember from it, and also like, memorable experiences, memorable sets, any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So the first, on the first night, I was definitely running into the same problem, of, you know, getting some interest, but then like, you know, the it fizzling out and dying. Because I wasn't, you know, I just didn't know what I was doing. And then on the second night, I was doing a little bit better because the day game that we did that day, because I think we did day game on that Saturday, that was really helpful just to realize that, you know, most chicks do just want to like strike up a conversation. And if you strike up a conversation with them, if they want to talk, they'll talk. And it's just like actually pretty easy. So that made Saturday really easy. And then I ended up meeting this one girl that it was going pretty well with, but then I blew it up and got feedback on that, which was really significant because it was things that like I thought were like normal things that a person does if they are interested in a woman, but they actually appeared needy and that wasn't my intention. Gotcha. And getting that, like having someone tell me that like having someone watch me in action and then give me that feedback was like crazy helpful. Because I had no idea. And then that same night after boot camp, I think I had actually texted you and I was like, she's talking to another guy. What do I do? And you were like, just go continue being high value and go do something else, basically, was your advice. And I was like, all right, sweet. So I did that. And then I took that girl home that night. And nice. It was, and that was the mistake that I made on Saturday night of the boot camp that blew it up with that one girl. And so that was a huge, huge thing. That was a huge change.
Nice, nice. Cool. It's nice to get that feedback and then have it work right away. I actually remember the Saturday day game of boot camp. I believe it was one of the day games you were walking around with, like you had the guitar on your back. I think that was the Saturday, right? I think that's the one. I remember looking at you and being like, this guy just looks like a fucking cool ass guy. Like you just were in your sets. I'm like, this like it just looks right. It just, you know, like the game is looking the way it's supposed to look. And I was really proud in that moment. Then I remember you kept crushing it after that as well.
Yeah.
Cool. And then I think we ended up filming you during the program as well. Yeah. We ended up doing the infield filming and all that and the breakdown.
Yeah. And that was also super helpful because like I saw the first set and you gave me some feedback and I think you got like a minute and a half into my second set and we're like, is it just going to be like this again the whole time? And I was like, yeah, yeah, it's going to do this for, it was like a 20 minute video. So like, yeah. So that was really super helpful too.
Yeah. It is really interesting. Very often, like I'll go through a guy's footage and it is the same thematic mistake over and over again. Right. Cause you know, a lot of times guys are doing, they're doing the best they know how or the best they can. But that's, you know, there's a fundamental thing they don't know or a fundamental thing they're doing wrong and they just keep repeating. So that's pretty common. Awesome. And then did you, I don't know this for sure. I know you hooked up a lot after program. Did you end up hooking up with anyone on the program or from the girls on the program or no?
I didn't get any of them in bed, but on the last night afterwards, I went to a karaoke bar and then I picked up a girl there.
Nice. Nice. Okay, cool. All right. So came into the program and you're, you know, having trouble getting man to woman. Definitely were very man to woman on the program, maybe even two man to woman sometimes, but you know, did very, very well there. So speaking of during the bootcamp, what would you say was the most challenging thing for you on the bootcamp? What was like the toughest for you or the thing you struggled with the most during the program?
Initially with the approach anxiety for sure. And but you get over it so fast because you guys just like have you send us, you know, set after set after set. So like by the second day, by the third day, I was actually doing gay game approaches just like I was breathing. So it was like, but the approach anxiety was really bad. And then the second day it was the man to woman. That was the challenge. I think I was trying to like be too safe or something, or I don't know, like not take risks in a way, but yeah.
That makes sense. And that actually goes with the curriculum, right? I told you guys the first night is all about getting you into approaches. And then the second day is where we really focus on the men and women. So you are like right on schedule, which is nice. Cool. And then what would you say, did you have any particular experiences on the bootcamp that you like still remember as like just in-field experiences or like, wow, this was really cool, or this is a really interesting or funny or anything like that?
There was when I, after I watched the footage with you, I did some day game approaches with one of your coaches. And there was this one Dominican girl that I approached and started talking with her. And the coach was, you know, sitting within earshot. And then she was like, all right, I got to go. And I was like, all right, cool. And then he like heard it all. And then, you know, was again giving me like live feedback, like as I was going. And like, that's what I needed, especially after I watched the infield. I was like, I have to just practice. Like, there's not talking about it at this point. It's not going to do anything. I know what I need to fix. Like, I have to just go do it now. Mm-hmm. And it was super helpful just to get that advice. And then especially like on the some of the openers that you guys were suggesting and some of like the lines to open with were hilarious. Like one of the lines, one of the coaches said that I thought was hilarious that worked really well for one of the other people there was, I've never seen someone so beautiful eating like a goddamn wild animal. And that was awesome. So like some of the lines you guys were feeding us were just like great. And it was also just helpful too, with like some of the little things that were pointed out, like some of the indicators of interest and things like that. Like all those were really interesting because like, they're just things that like you wouldn't notice until someone like pointed them out. And then you're like, oh yeah.
Yeah. You're probably getting a lot more interest than you thought you were getting. Right.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Okay. So now tell me about post-program. So yeah, I think I vaguely recall these. I know I've gotten a lot of these, but I vaguely recall even like the few days after the program, there were some updates of you doing approaches and stuff like that, but just whatever was memorable for you, as far as your, not only the results after program, which are great, and I'm sure they'll be fun. I want to hear them, but also your process. Was there anything you struggled with after program, or was it hard developing the habit of doing the approaches, or did you find, you know, did you find particular, you know, hurdles or sticking points in your path? Did you find certain things were really easy? That kind of stuff.
Yeah. So there was like a definite order of progress. Like it started out with the man to woman and escalating. And then once those got under control, then especially once the man to woman got under control, then it got into like this, like more like vibing kind of thing with them, where I would just like chill and hang out and like try to like not get stressed out and be mellow and like, and then from there it started to go into more like different verbal stuff, like weaving different thoughts together and like talking illogically, and also like giving hypothetical scenarios and like all these like small like verbal things that are like amazing and super super helpful, and also so much fun. Like that's what's so crazy about it. It's just a lot of fun. And it's like, you know, you're just like vibing and like talking and like stuff. So that was, and then after that point, once I got that under control, that's when things like really like blew up, and it got really easy to just like walk up to really beautiful women and just start talking to them. And sometimes be like a total dumbass and make them laugh. And like, and sometimes like be like, you know, more like cocky, funny. That's like, you know, so yeah, it was fun. It's been a lot of fun.
Cool. And what is your, what is your routine like now in terms of like going out and practicing after the program? Like, I'm sure it's changed over. It's been, what was our program? It's like 5 months, 6 months ago. How long has it been?
Yeah. I think it was September, I think. Okay, maybe, so, or October. Maybe it was October.
Something like that.
Yeah. Something like that.
Okay. So what was your routine like as far as practicing right after the program?
So you suggested doing a 30-day challenge. So I went out for 30 days, doing day game and night game, and at least doing it, you know, at least 3 to 5 approaches on most days. And then some days as, you know, little as 2 or 3, depending on like how much time I had. And, then I would basically like, I would set a goal or like an intention of what I was going to work on each night that I went out, because I noticed that was just easier to like, just do one thing at a time. And as I started to do that, then as things integrated, it was easier to start adding on different things. And so that's how it looked like in the beginning. Now I go out like, you know, probably like 2 or 3 times a week still. I have a girlfriend now that I am liking. So I'm not like, you know, like taking chicks home anymore. However, I have still just been practicing, and she's hilarious too. She's like, you flirt with everyone, don't you? And I'm like, yes, I definitely flirt with everyone. So she's like, you know, aware of me going out and, you know, flirting and stuff. So, so that's funny, but yeah, so I think it's still like a nice axe to keep sharp for whatever reason. It feels good to like know that I can like just like have that going for me. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Nice. Yeah. You mentioned that in the updates as well. So you found a girl you really like now and that you think is like, you know, kind of like a keeper. What was the process like between, you know, when you came off boot camp, you started doing a bunch of approaches to that in terms of, I know you met a lot of girls. Tell me some of those stories, but then also what made you decide, or, you know, what was the criteria for you and for moving towards a relationship after boot camp as well?
So at first it was, I think a lot of it, honestly, I truly could just chalk it up to practice, just trying to understand, you know, I think I always wanted to be a little bit of a Don Juan. And so like exploring it was fun. And so that was part of it. And then after I got done with that exploration phase, I started to realize like who I actually really liked spending time with versus who I just liked to fuck. And then that got even like more refined to people that I could think like, who I see myself as spending the most time with, like who I actually enjoy spending my time with the most, like who also is like, you know, fun and, you know, sweet. And, you know, so then at one point I was seeing five girls at the same time, and they all knew about each other. But at that point I was kind of like, I narrowed that down to three, and then I narrowed it down to two. And then it eventually just came really clear. The last one was the one that I picked was the one that was the best fit.
Not to pry into like personal stuff or whatever, roughly how many girls have you slept with since the program? Cause I know it's
50, I've gone out with 53 and I took 35 of them to bed.
Okay. Nice. So that's a pretty good hit rate from post program, especially considering you're going and getting friend zoned before the program.
Oh nice. Yeah. Night and day, literally night and day. It's crazy.
Cool. What about, I'm trying to remember all the messages over months and stuff. What about in terms of the quality of girls you're dating and quality of girls you're going out with post program? Did you see
a change in that? Absolutely.
What do you attribute that to the most?
Well, part of it was, I don't know if it's low self-esteem or what you'd call it, but you guys at the program just had me approaching really, really beautiful women, and it would go so well. And I just never thought about, for whatever reason, I just never thought about that it would go well with a chick like that, that is that level of gorgeous. And then when I came back, I just started walking up to them like I did at boot camp, and lo and behold, it was fine. Like, you know, it was like, you know, it was really, really wild. Really wild. But yeah, definitely the quality of woman has gone up a lot. And not only just like looks, just like, you know, like fun and intelligence and, you know, like just overall awesome human beings. Like just I met a lot of really awesome people, you know, when I met all those girls. There, you know, some of them were a little bit weird, but we're all weird, but then some of them were just like such awesome human beings. So it was really cool meeting them all.
Cool. That's one thing I'm gonna just give you a personal compliment that you brought in during the boot camp and always talking to stuff. You always have been a very genuine person, always like kind of interested in connecting with people, which is awesome to see. Right. It's so good to see that you're getting so much success, but you're still like, you're a good person getting a lot of success, and that you do really bring good vibes and good chemistry to the girls and good interactions with the girls. So I just want to throw that out. That's something that I remember from you from the program, is you just were like always a genuine guy and did well with that connection stuff. So that's really cool. It's very, very
awesome.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
Of course. What advice would you give to someone who's either, you know, learning game and struggling and hasn't taken a boot camp or whatever, or to someone who's thinking about taking a boot camp, and just someone, if they're on this journey in game, what kind of tips would you give to try and get the most success on your game journey, given that you've been through these various stages and you've seen so much success on the back end of it all?
I would say that, you know, there's some people out there that I think, you know, just watching videos and stuff and reading books is like totally fine. I'm the kind of person that needs a little bit more like a hands-on, like I like to get mentored and coached and things like that, because that works for me. So like in my case, the boot camp was kind of like a very necessary thing that had to happen, because I was watching videos and I was reading books and I was talking to people about it. It wasn't improving the way that it needed to. And, you know, so if I'd say if like videos and books and stuff works for a person, then just literally go practice and just like go talk to a million chicks and you'll get so good at it so fast. That's the thing, the curve is so fast. I feel like when you actually start practicing it and applying it, I feel like it just improves so quickly. So that'd be my advice for someone who does videos and stuff. And for people who, even to people who do videos and stuff like that, it's probably still helpful to do a boot camp just to get the feedback. Because there's nothing like coaching. Like coaching is like one of a kind of stuff. And especially with this kind of material, it's like, because I think because, you know, it's not like very mainstream, I guess you could kind of say. It's like hard to get help like this, like in this capacity. But it's super, super necessary. Like, you know, I even think I remember someone saying that like game is also is literally just like good for men to have in general, because it helps them get what they want. And then, you know, because they're getting what they want, they aren't having to like be shady and like do shitty stuff. Like they can like, you know, they actually can get the women that they want. They can actually like, you know, they have because of that success, it's actually really healthy for men. And I tend to agree with that. My counselor was the first one. He heard me bitch about all my stuff with my ex and he was like, you need game. And I was like, whoa.
That's awesome. So like, advice in that context. That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's really cool. Okay, cool. One other thing I want to point out that you mentioned, I didn't know that you were specific. This is something I always recommend to guys, but most guys don't do. Is you said after program, you went out with specific focuses, right? You went out specifically trying to work on a particular thing, right? And that's absolutely critical, I think, to the learning experience. That's why I tell people to do it after program. But can you tell me about that? What were some of like the specific things when you went out to work on a specific thing? What kind of specific things would you work on?
So I started using speed dating as a live fire exercise kind of area to like practice things with that, to minus the approach, like to take the whole approach out and just drill these things. So like one for like a 2 or 3 week period, it was man to woman. And then for like a month and a half after that, it was qualifying, because I just like couldn't figure out how to do it organically. But then I went to speed dating and did qualified. And then that night I had every girl I dated matched with me after the event. And I was like, oh shit. And that's why I was doing it. Cause I figured this is a good metric. If I'm doing game right, then they'll match me. Even if they don't want to like be with me forever, they still were interested. Right. So that's like, I thought it was a good metric to measure that. So then after that, then I started to go out and do more like actual in the world, like live stuff. I was doing it the whole time, but the speed dating was a nice, like very safe way to like practice specific, really specific things on girl after girl after girl after girl.
Nice. So it's a good way to get the reps, right? And then you said the things you said, the man to woman was one, qualifying was one. Were there any other specific things you really went out of your way to practice?
Then the last one would be like vibing and just the overall conversation and keeping it stimulating and fun and being illogical and, you know, teasing. Like that was, I teasing was actually a tough one, because I would just be mean and I wouldn't mean to be, but I'd say something and I'm like, oh God, that was so mean. Teasing was a hard one, but that was the last one that I did.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Cool. It really honestly sounds like you did exactly like what I hope guys do, which is really cool. Right. You came in, your progression on boot camp was getting the conversation, the approach day one, getting the man to woman day two and three, which is, that's exactly what I plan it as. Some guys, you know, they come in at different levels, but that's exactly how I plan it. And then afterwards, very critically, sounds like you went out and did the plan. You did a 30-day challenge, you did the approaches, and you also focused on specific things, which is just fucking awesome. And honestly, your attitude, this is another personal, just a personal thing for you. Your attitude throughout all this has been amazing. Like I remember on the boot camp, your attitude is amazing. Obviously post boot camp, it's been amazing. And that obviously helps a lot. So you can give yourself a lot of credit there as well too. Well, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. I think that this is going to help a lot of guys, because a lot of guys have been in all the situations you've been in. A lot of guys have had approach anxiety. A lot of guys have had tons of trouble with man to woman. And then a lot of guys have been in the situation of having to teach themselves and figuring it out. And you've done it all very well. So I'm really proud of you. Good job.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Of course.
Thanks again. So that's today's Todd V Show. Hopefully that was educational and informative for you guys. I know a lot of you guys are in the same position this student of mine was in at various stages. So hopefully each of these bits are applicable for you. If you enjoyed it, of course, be sure and subscribe to the podcast. Also, if you want more information on bootcamp, it's at toddvideo.com/coaching. So you can check it out there. And then with that said, just thanks again. I appreciate you being here. And thank you guys for showing up to listen as well. And we'll see you on the next episode. Take care.